What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
I just really love you.
Well, I love you, and it's so nice to just be here, and I loved it so much last week. I thought I'd be back for more. Who knows what juice is going to spill?
Oh, my gosh. Our laughs last week, y'all's especially, were so good.
It was so
it
much
made me so happy.
Fun. I had a blast. I got a little hate, but mostly.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This one person that just continuously kind of says negative things to me in my DMs, like, and I've like an idiot respond back, and I'm like, well, you have, I always say, you have a right to your opinion, and they just said, you know, it's not for your kids, and like, you dated the dude for a few months, like, you have an issue. And I was just like, but it's interesting because I didn't normally, that would bother me, and I was like, I'm blocking you.
Yeah.
And I just was like,
good.
Again, people are going to have their opinions, right? But I'm like, I know what it is for me. And
that's all that matters.
Right?
Yes.
I think blocking, I think you probably should have blocked before you responded. But because I don't know why you need that kind of negativity in your life.
Well, Mark.
But I understand that feeling, by the way. Just, you don't need defending. But I get that with my kids. Not that I've been through what you've been through, but when I have kids and suddenly there's some reason they can't play with this other kid again that they really want to play with, it's heartbreaking, and you would move heaven and earth to make it happen. So I get it. And the fact that you two have bonded over it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's a good analogy.
And Mark. I'm like, yeah, thank you. And then I was also like, don't tell me what I do for my kids and what I don't do. Like you, my, that's why I was like, I was proud of myself for even checking myself for my intentions in the very beginning. That is aware. That is healthy.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, my child was obsessed with the child.
I think it's so mature. I think you move. I mean, if, especially if that's a person that's been sending negative things, just let it brush off.
Well, I was actually proud of myself because normally I would continue the conversation. And I was just like, you know what? You're blocked.
Another good sign.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Making the right decision.
Oh, very good thanks, sign. Mark. I just got back from therapy. You know, Mark, have you ever done therapy before? Or is
no,
this show
I
enough
haven't.
Therapy for you?
This show's been very helpful.
So true.
No, I haven't, but I really respect it, and I know it would help me, and I probably will someday. And I've been trying to work on myself, and I have been a lot over the past 2 years. You know, that pandemic, man, got everybody looking inward. So I feel like I've made a lot of progress, but yeah, I think it'd be good.
Mm-hmm. You think it's a man thing that you haven't, or?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah,
okay, I thought you'd say no to that, but
No, I think that's probably part of it, yeah.
Why? I'm interviewing you now. My guest today is Mark.
I only recently came to the understanding that that I kind of needed to work on things, you know? Like, because as a guy, and as a guy whose parents told him that he was the greatest human walking the planet for his entire life, it takes you a while to come to realize that, come to grips with it, figure out why that is, figure out how it could improve you as a dad, as a husband, all this stuff. And so I've been kind of working on that stuff. But yeah, there is that kind of like, oh, please, I don't need that. I'm fine.
That's interesting.
That's me. Not now, but I'm fine. Everything is fine. No, that's such a good point, though.
And then I find Catherine bawling in the corner.
Yeah. There's just, you know, now that I'm opening up, I can't stop crying.
But no, it's good that once you like open the can of worms, right? They just kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't stop. It's great.
Yep.
Well, that's really good that you have that inward, what's that called?
Like self-awareness.
Self-awareness. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've made a great deal of progress, in my opinion, over the past few years.
Is your wife like happy about that?
Yeah, I think she's noticed, but I think it's the kids have noticed even more. Mm-hmm. I think the kids, I've talked to them both about this, about how I don't like the dad I was when they were little. Mm-hmm. I felt like there were times when they needed me when I wasn't totally available. I was here, but I was doing my own thing and didn't want to be bothered, and I really regret that. So now, when there's an opportunity, when one of them needs me for something, it's an opportunity. Even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I jump out of bed because now's my chance to make it right and to do it right. And now, with them as teenagers, I'm in legacy mode because this is the stuff they're really going to remember. So I really want to be as there for them as I can be.
I feel like I've heard you say that in a way before, and it's almost like, it feels like you, not that you carry, but like you have like shame around it or guilt around it.
Yes,
or, and it just feels like very heavy when you say that because it's, your kids are your life, right? So, and we can't go back in time.
I think therapy could help me with that guilt and that shame.
Yeah.
But I also, there's part of me that doesn't want to lose that guilt and shame.
Interesting.
Like I feel like I deserve that and I need that.
To wake up and be like, yes, of course, what can we do and build the legacy now? And have that.
Yeah, but also I feel like I need the guilt. I should carry it with me because that sucked. And so that's my punishment.
I don't think that's healthy.
Probably not.
Because.
But I also wouldn't feel right just being like, you were new as a dad. You didn't know what you were doing.
That's not what you're. I think what you're doing is like you've acknowledged it. You felt it. And now what you're doing with it. But you don't need to hold on to that because it just feels like when you say that, it just feels like it's like stuck in your chest when you say it. Like it just feels like heavy. Yeah. And I could be wrong, but I don't know.
No, it is heavy. And I go through some tough stuff, but I don't feel like I should forgive myself. I don't think that's right.
Do you not believe in forgiveness?
No, I do for other people but it's me and myself. I feel like that's letting me off the hook.
Why? You're a great dad. You're doing it. You're showing up better now. If you did this, if that was how your entire life was, right? Like you're 70 years old, like, okay. But now you're like, you're seeing this, like I can now be a better dad because I wasn't as present back then.
Right. I'm not sure why I feel that that's important, but I feel like I need that nagging at me. I earned it.
You didn't earn it. Mark.
I kind of did.
Does the person that hurt someone, should my ex never forgive himself for what he did to the kids and breaking up our family?
If it were me, I wouldn't. So putting myself in that situation, I wouldn't.
But that's not a fair life for him to live though, you know, because it's like you look at it and go, okay, now he can show up and be a better version. And he can still have remorse and regret, but he doesn't have to like hold on to the like. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah, but maybe that's where I am. Maybe I'm misrepresenting remorse and regret and calling it something else. But I'm using it to be better. But I'm also never going to let myself off the hook.
It's like you're using it as fuel.
Yeah.
To how you are now, and you're afraid if you let that go, that won't be there to drive you. Essentially,
Yeah, right. But also just like the times when I'm laying in bed at night and really just kind of kicking myself, I feel like that's important too. I don't want to lose that either.
I mean, I see that point of view. I mean, I definitely can see that point of view. But I feel like it holds you captive.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is there something in your kids that you've noticed from how you acted that you, that's why you hold on to that? Like, I could say, okay, like, I was really hard on my daughter, let's say, you know, growing up. And so now she just feels like she has to. And then I could have a little regret and that I maybe wasn't as like, it's okay or whatever.
Not so much. I used to see it sometimes back when I had more of a temper and I would see it in them and stuff like that. And that's what really, like, I always tell people when they're about to have a baby, like, get ready, because having kids, you know, you can live a rich, full life kind of ignoring your flaws. But when you have kids, it shines a giant spotlight on every one of them, and you are forced to deal with them.
God, if that's not true.
So I saw it then, but now it's better. But I will have that talk with them later because, you know, some of their anxiety issues that we've talked about over the years, you know, they may have kids with that. And so I'm going to have a lot of thoughts and a lot of advice for them on how not to handle that, because that's what I did. And it was all from a place of selfishness and ego. And if you can get rid of that, then you're going to be okay.
I want to just say something to that, though, is I don't think it, I think you just wanted your kids to not have anxiety. That's love.
Yeah.
That's not selfishness and ego. I think you were just like, you loved them so much that you couldn't take away their anxiety. So that made it like frustrating for you because you want your kids to not have that, like that anxiety, that stress. And it's like, because you love your kids, you loved your kids so much that that's why you acted frustrated and a temper, et cetera.
100%. But that frustration isn't what they needed in that moment.
No, but now you know that. And now like how great that you can go, okay, like you can be that teacher this time around.
Yeah. And I'm and now I'm excited to help them when they're going through that because I feel like I know what they need now and I can give it to them. Mm-hmm. Where when they were younger, it was just like, this is my time. This is my, I want to watch this show. I want to sleep. I need my sleep. You know, everything. It was all me. And that was the big lesson that I took away from this.
Yes. Here's my question to that, though. For example, the kids go to bed 7:30. When Jolie comes down at 8 o'clock and she's like, I'm not tired. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, go up in your room, read a book. Like, this is my time now. Like, and is like, is that okay or no? Cause I'm like, the other day I was like, was that a little too harsh? Cause I was just like, I don't care what you do. If you're not tired, then go read a book. Go play with your dolls in your bed. I'm like, it is bedtime and this is now mommy time. I'm watching my sunset. Please do not bother my sunset.
I'm the queen of that.
But then the next day I felt guilty and I was like, hey, Jolie, come sit, come watch a sunset with mommy. You know, but at the same time, like, it is, I'm clocked out at 7:30. Yeah. Do not talk to me, look at me, touch me, like, like, leave me alone.
But also, and we've learned that from all the different child rearing experts we've talked to over the years, when they're coming out of bed and you just love them and cuddle them, and then they're just going to keep coming out of bed. You know, you can't just give them what they're looking for all the time or they're never going to go to sleep when you want them to go to sleep. So that's a fine line too. But in our situation, it was a lot of meltdowns in the middle of the night. That I just tried to ignore or tried to make go away. And when they wouldn't, I would just get more and more frustrated, which is not what they need. And it was very simple what they needed. Just be there. Be there with them. Empathize with what they're going through and love them. And that's all you had to do. And so it bothers me how many of those things lasted for hours and they didn't have to. And how many of things didn't even need to start in the first place, but they did because of the way I reacted or something like that.
I had a similar situation a couple nights ago, actually, where the girls were up a little bit late. They sleep together mostly, and they got upset about, they were both crying, and they came down, and they're like, you know, they're crying, and like, we want to talk about the divorce, and we're sad, and blah, blah, blah. But it was like a school night, and it was like 9:30 or 10. And, you know, I'm like, y'all have got to go to bed. Like, I'm sorry, everything is fine, let's go to bed. And I really pushed them, and I pushed them, put them to bed. And then about an hour later, I felt so bad. Oh, I felt so guilty. So I went back up there to see if they were awake and they were almost asleep. And then I talked to them for like an hour. I was like, let's talk about it. You know, I mean, it's hard. But then like Ramsey cried last night, but she's exhausted and she's six. So it's like I'm trying to also decipher between like she gets sad when she's tired.
Like, mm-hmm. she'll be like, I miss so-and-so. You know, so it's like this, like,
she could be like, I balance. Miss her unicorn.
Yes.
Versus, yeah.
So like, it's this balance of trying to, like, be empathetic and be there and listen to them versus mm-hmm. it's 10 o'clock at night and they're trying to. It's hard. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah. I do think we put too much emphasis on sleep sometimes because yeah. they'll catch up on sleep. No one's ever gone into adulthood with a sleep deficit from their childhood. It works itself out. But yeah, that was a big issue. Like, no, it's 9:30. Oh my God, 10 o'clock. Oh my God, you have to get up at 7. And that just adds more stress to their world. Like, oh no, I got to sleep right now or everything's going to be ruined.
Yeah.
And you can't sleep like that.
That's literally probably our biggest stressor in my house.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Like, it's the, and then we're a little bit later now as they're older, but still, like, if it's 9:30, by golly, you're not in at 9:31, we're all stressed out because of me. It's like being late.
And that's still a source of anxiety attacks in our house. Oh, is, oh my God, no. It's late and I can't sleep. And now I'm starting to freak out about it.
Oh, man. I'm probably interesting. Starting
that. Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. Huh. And we're like, now every night when our kids are going to go to bed, we're like, it's fine. It's fine. It's 10 o'clock at night. It's fine. Everything is fine.
No, but I need that time to reset too. Like being, not a single mama. Like, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my ex the other day because my son keeps coming into the bedroom every single night. And it's like, I go, hey, just heads up, like every single night, he's coming in my bed. I haven't slept in about a week and a half. And he's like, oh, he doesn't do that at my house because he knows he can't. And I was like, well, I'm like, I hear that. But at the same time, I'm like, so we were like locking him in essentially. But I was like, when he goes like this to the door, like, I don't want him to have PTSD that he gets locked in his room. Yeah. So I don't lock the door anymore. Mm-hmm. It's open. And I just say, hey, baby, like, I can you please stay in your bed? Like, mommy needs to sleep. You need to sleep in your bed. But he goes, I want you, mommy.
No.
And then I'm like, I can't. Like, one day he'll stop, right? The other day I tried to give him some gummies, like some melatonin gummies. I'm like, maybe I'll try this. That didn't work. He was in there earlier.
Yeah. It makes him wake up more, I feel like, for whatever reason.
But
They won't do it forever. I mean, Caden's 13, and occasionally he might come sleep in the bed with
us. It's just so cute, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Ramsey and Emmy slept with me last night, and Ramsey was literally sideways on the bed. I was like, can't do it. Mm-hmm. In your bed.
The other funny thing, too, to this conversation, and then we're going to wrap up to our guests, but the other day, Jolie and Jace were yelling at each other, and I'm like, stop yelling. And I was like, and I'm yelling. So it was like one of those where I was like, what a mirror. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, that's okay. But sometimes it's I feel like they don't take me seriously unless I like yell.
I know.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. That's another conversation, but I made that decision to stop yelling in late 19. And I've been good about that.
So what because do you do when you're so yelling, angry then?
You just got to walk away. You just got to take a break, take a breath. I feel like when you start yelling, you've already lost the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on that also.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll just go outside and close the door.
Like if you're yelling out of anger.
Just take a break, take a breath.
If you're yelling out of anger, but sometimes you literally are just yelling because they're yelling and no one's listening.
Just to be
heard. I'm like, stop, fight it. Like, stop yelling. Like,
but
stop.
I think then you can literally take them and get down on their level and look them in the eyes and hold their hands and talk to them.
Yeah.
Especially when they're little.
Okay.
And then they'll...
Sometimes it's just taking a break to come up with a strategy. Because it's not working. This isn't working. Mm-hmm. Let me take a break, figure out something else, come back.
Because they can either be like the best little angels and play together all day long, or they are at each other's freaking throats.
Yeah, that's normal.
And it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, parenthood. Well, Mark, thank you for sharing that. And
my pleasure.
Getting vulnerable.
That was
with
helpful.
That was very helpful. And
I hope so.
Next time I'm just, you know what I'm going to do when there's just screaming? I'm just going to go sit like, I'm just going to watch them. And
yeah,
they'll be like, mommy, what are you doing?
Eventually.
Like, just watch
them. Don't work it out eventually.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break and then let's get a little dazed.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students. and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. I have had, how do I say this? Let's just get her on. Let's just get her on and then I'll talk to her.
Hello.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, how are you?
It's so good to see you.
So good to see
this you. This is Catherine.
Too. Hi.
So
nice to meet you.
I had the pleasure of working with Grace about, I would say, a month ago. Yeah. And what we worked on was my levels of anxiety and stress when people say negative comments. Well, we started working on trying to forget a guy, but she's like, I can't really hypnotize you to she's like, maybe the intensity of what you think about this person. She's like, but is there another area, And I was like, yeah, I get really upset when I read negative comments or when I, it's just what it does to my body. And I was like, I've said this on the past episode where I was I passed out one time. It really ignites me in a really negative way. And it's I want to be able to read something and go blocked. And Grace I don't know what you did to me. You got me in that place. But so I had an episode last week that aired. It had a little, like, some people had some thoughts and, like, said some things. I looked at my DMs. It wasn't a lot, but of course I just kind of narrow in sometimes on the negative. And I had gone back and forth with this person for a while. And I got to the point where I was just like, I don't care that you don't like me. You know what I mean? And I literally, it's still like, of course it's always going to bother me, like, deep down, but it didn't, I had zero problem blocking. I had zero. And I was just like, I have no desire to go on the Reddit pages and read the crap they write about me. I have no desire to go on, like, because I'm like, have your opinion about me. I don't care. And I was like, holy shit. That was my hypnotism. And it was like this, like, light bulb that went off. I was like, ha. And then I was just like, got in my Jeep and was like singing, like, songs. Like, because I was like, you were not a hold on me. So I don't know what the hell you did. You can describe your hypnosis, but it worked. And so, which is, you know me, that's like, I've been dealing with this for like a long time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's hard.
And you were like the biggest critic, but I'm telling you, I was just like, literally felt like the guy in, like, Office Space. You're blocked. I was like, I don't care about you anymore.
The sad thing is, it's got, like, you've had to, like, read that stuff for this long.
Years. I mean, and crying in my room.
That's a long time. Like me. That's a long time.
Now, I don't care. Please.
Yeah.
Don't like me.
Let's not say please.
No, no, it's okay. No, I know. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's true. It still would really hurt. And I don't like it. And it still makes me upset. But the impact isn't as hurtful or doesn't, like, judge up my body. So what did you do to me?
Well, first things first, I'm so happy for you. That's amazing. You are so worthy and deserving of this freedom, because that's what it is, right? The freedom from having to ruminate about people who are not adding anything to your life. And whenever we think a thought or feel an emotion over and over and over again, we're strengthening those neural pathways in our brain. If you think of it sort of as like a highway in our brain, the more we use it, the more on ramps there are. And so we're triggered into going on it and driving down it by lesser and lesser triggers. And it starts to become our normal state, just a waking state of anxiety and waiting for people to attack us around every corner. And that's no way to live. So what we did, and the fact that you got this much of a result after just one session and a month ago at that, is amazing. And I'll explain why in just a moment, because it really is a process of conditioning. I know it feels like magic. It's not. There is a scientific reason behind all of this, but it does feel amazing. So what we did is we took that very reptilian brain, that ancient response of, if someone doesn't like me, my ability to survive in the world is being attacked. Like, I am unsafe, because if our little cohort of hunter and gatherers have to stay together in order to survive, and one is removed from that pack, they become very vulnerable and the chances of survival go way down. It's why we people please. It's why we're afraid to speak out. It's why we don't want to be ostracized. It's why we want to be loved and liked by everyone. So we kind of went after that old, outdated reptilian programming, and we brought you up to the prefrontal cortex, to the newest, most recent adaptation of the brain, to say you are allowed to have people who disagree with you and still be safe and still be happy, and remove them from your life with a swipe and continue enjoying this beautiful life that you're building for yourself. So all of that sounds really well and good at the conscious level of the brain. But if the conscious brain just understanding this were enough to change it, we wouldn't need meditation. We wouldn't need hypnotherapy. The difference was, we took that information and we brought it directly into your subconscious mind, which is where all of your habits, all of your beliefs, and all of your emotions live. So that's the kind of general summation of what we did together.
And what is exactly, like, describe hypnosis. Is that the description right there, is getting you to your subconscious?
Yes. So I call hypnosis meditation with a goal. Mm-hmm. And the whole reason why hypnosis is so powerful is because it is a way to directly access your subconscious mind, this elusive place that we all know we have issues residing in, but it becomes very difficult because we're not taught how to understand, well, all right, I get it's in my subconscious, but how do I change it? Hypnosis is how you change it. And the way that you get there is by accessing what's called the theta brainwave state. So right now, if we were to put sensors on our head and look at an EEG, we would see we're producing what are called beta brainwaves, and they look like this. They're fast and spiky and close together. That's normal waking consciousness. It's when you're having a conversation with someone. Mm-hmm. And it's also where we experience stress and anxiety. So when we're in that fight, flight, freeze, survival mode, we're in the beta state. We're in conscious waking state. But that is our least adaptive state, the state where we can take in the least amount of new information. So if you've ever had a fight with someone and you've said to them, I feel like you don't even hear what I'm saying, you're absolutely right. They're not taking in any new information because they're in that survival state, our least adaptive state, because we need all of that energy to be able to run or fight or survive. And so there's nothing left over to create new neural pathways in the brain, which is an energetically very expensive thing to do. But then if you think about you're in the shower and you start to get those light bulb moments, or maybe new song lyrics come to you. And why is that? It's because we're just a little bit more relaxed. We're doing something rote. We're washing our hair that we've done a million times. We don't have to think about it and go, okay, first I open the shampoo, then I squirt it. We know what to do. We're not thinking about it. And the negative ions from the water are relaxing us. So now we're in what's called the alpha brainwave state, which is daydreaming, which looks like this. In terms of the brainwave. So when you're in alpha, you're already that much more able to receive new ideas, inspiration, intuition. Then way down here where the waves barely move at all, that's called the delta brainwave state, that's sleep. Now movies like Office Space and all the other jokester movies make hypnosis look like it's happening at delta, which it's not. So delta, when you're sleeping, you're unconscious, right? You're not aware of yourself sleeping in your bed, you're offline. Your subconscious is awake and active during the REM cycle of sleep, but you're consciously vulnerable. You're asleep. So people think hypnosis is mind control, but it's not at all. So what actually happens is you're in this lovely state beneath alpha, so deeper than daydreaming, but more awake and alert than sleep. So the brain waves look like this. They're really slow, but they're still active. So, I mean, when you're in hypnosis, you know where you are. You know you're in your room. Your eyes are closed. You can open them at any moment. You could walk out. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. The little joke I tell when I give my speeches is if hypnosis were mind control, people would bring me their spouse and a checklist, and all the problems in the world would go away, right? We can't make someone pick their socks up off the floor if they don't want to do that. So the degree to which you want the results is the degree to which you'll experience the result. And when you're in theta, that deeply relaxed meditative state, you're so safe and you feel so relaxed that you have a ton of surplus energy available to you to create new neurological pathways in the brain very rapidly. So it's an old study, it's from the 1970s, but we're finding it to prove true, which is that it found 600 sessions of psychotherapy resulted in an average of 38% improvement. So 600 sessions is about 10 years of regular talk therapy that happens at the conscious level, the beta level, where we experience stress. And that results in 38% improvement. Same study found 6 sessions of hypnotherapy results in an average of 93% improvement.
Wow.
And your experience, Jenna, speaks to that. One session and you're just blocking people and getting back to your life. Imagine what it would be like with 5 more sessions on the same topic, strengthening that new neural pathway. And the last thing I'll say is that's not to knock regular talk therapy.
Sure.
There's much value to psychotherapy because hypnotherapists, we don't diagnose disorders. We don't treat disorders. There's so much we don't do. We get you into theta and we help you visualize what you want instead of what you don't want. But I use that study to illustrate the difference between trying to change your life from the conscious brain versus trying to change your life from the subconscious.
When you say you don't treat, though, I mean, haven't people like Matt Damon use hypnosis to stop smoking? I mean, lots of people have used that, right? So isn't that in a way?
It is. So when I mean treat disorders, it's more like if someone has a dissociative panic or bipolar disorder.
Sure. But I mean, like, that's crazy too, because that's helped. I mean, a lot of people, does hypnosis also help with like, overeating or things like that? Or is it just like, Because that was just some, like, you can hypnotize and not smoke anymore. I'm like, wow, that's fascinating. Because that was kind of like, 15 years ago, I remember hearing something about that.
That's how I got into hypnosis, was I used it to quit smoking 11 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
And it worked for me in one session. Again, not the typical experience, but I couldn't believe it. I had tried everything. I was in charge of a really big fancy company at 24 years old in the New York office, and everybody else was in San Francisco. There was so much stress. I had zero healthy coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So I partied as my coping mechanism, which caught up with me real fast. was lucky enough to get sober 11 years ago. And then 6 months into my sobriety, I wanted to quit smoking cigarettes. And like, if you stop partying and that's a huge part of your identity, you think quitting cigarettes is going to be really easy. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. The gum, the patches, cold turkey, nothing was working. Someone suggested hypnosis and I quit in one session, fully not expecting it to work. So that's what got the wheels turning, because I studied human rights in college. That's what my main focus was. And I felt like, why does anybody have emphysema? Why does anybody have lung cancer? Why are people ingesting poison who desperately don't want to? Just because they don't know that they can access their subconscious mind directly in a way that's not creepy, not mind control, is really relaxing and informative, but most importantly, effective. And then I used it to overcome a fear of public speaking. And that took 10 sessions. But by the end of that, I was the lead singer in an all-girl rock band.
Heck so yeah. It worked.
Which is super fun, traveling around Brooklyn. But the reason why that took 10 versus one is I wanted to quit smoking with every fiber of my being. There was no upside to continuing to smoke at all, from a health perspective, from a monetary perspective, from a, you know, optics perspective. It was all gotta go for me back then. But to overcome a fear of public speaking, I had to speak in public, right? To practice, sure. Which I didn't actually really want to do. So it took a whole whopping 10 sessions to change my life forever. And now I speak in front of thousands of people for lots and lots of money. And imagine if I hadn't done this, what my life would look like.
The people that dance like a chicken because the hypnosis or hypnotist says dance like a chicken, what is that? Like totally. That's made up, right?
Well, it's interesting. So it is kind of, it's not mind control. That's for sure. I'll explain how it works. So when you go to a stage hypnosis show, there's always like a buddy, there's an assistant to the hypnotist and they're watching the audience. So the first thing they do is start with a suggestion. So they'll say to the entire audience before they bring anyone up on stage, something like, imagine you're holding a lemon and half the audience will go like this and half the audience will go like this. And then they'll say, and now imagine you can feel the waxy coat of the lemon. And another 25% will feel it and the rest just kind of hold it. And then they'll say, and now bite into the lemon and feel how bitter it is. And maybe 10% will go like this. Then when they say, okay, we're asking for volunteers, by the way, that's the key term here, volunteers. So everyone wants to participate in the show. Mm-hmm. They raise their hands. And the only one they say yes to are the ones that both raise their hands and they bit into the lemon and went like this. So it's somebody who's already saying yes to the suggestions. They're already playing along, meaning they already want to participate. Then you bring them up onto the stage and they start with very innocuous suggestions. Like imagine you're in a brass band and you're playing an instrument. And so maybe 9 out of 10 of the people pick up a trombone or a trumpet and they play, but one person doesn't. If it were mind control, they all would, right? And so they remove that one person from the stage who didn't do it. But as the show progresses, many of them become sillier, or depending on where it is, if it's Vegas, right, they become raunchier, more raunchy. And by the end of the show, they're saying, okay, now what you're going to do is hump the chair. And there's only one person left on the entire show on the stage willing to hump the chair.
So right? Catherine, you wouldn't be a volunteer is what I'm
Nope. I would have been this person the entire time.
I don't see you humping a chair. Ever.
Now, those people are relaxed. And when you're in the theta brainwave state, so up until the age of 7 years old, our kids haven't developed the beta brainwave state hardly at all yet. They're almost all theta, which means they're little sponges absorbing everything, right? Their brains are making connections very, very rapidly. They're very creative. They're really connected to their inspiration. And so, yes, when people get up on stage, if they are in the theta brainwave state, are they a little more relaxed than they would normally be? A little more creative and playful? Sure, but no one is controlling their mind or making them do what they don't want to do. And the final thing is they'll give a final suggestion which says you may choose to remember to forget or forget to remember what happened up here. And so 50% of the people will absorb it and 50% won't. And so when you ask some people after the stage show, do you remember what you were doing up there? Do you know what you did up there? They'll go, yeah, I was up there, felt kind of relaxed. Yes, I was pretending to be an alien. It was silly. And the other 50 will go, I have no idea what I did. I blacked out. I have no idea. But it's not that that's what occurred. It's that they absorbed the final suggestion that they wanted to forget what they did because probably it was rather embarrassing and they choose to remember. But again,
fascinating.
It's all choice.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
So as someone who is a hypocrite. Skeptic. That's it. Yeah. Hypocrite. I mean, you're actually not a hypocrite.
I hope not.
You're not.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say that.
I knew your words.
It's my fine. Words are always messed up.
I know. I hear you.
I'm like from that show Home Improvement, like Tim the Toolman Taylor. Like he says the things and you're like, huh?
I'm used to it. It's fine.
True. As someone who is a skeptic, Catherine, mm-hmm. where are you at with this conversation?
I think it's so fascinating, actually.
Because I told her, I basically, when I called her after, I was like, okay, you're going to think I'm crazy. I was like, but I got hypnotized today. And I was like, and I was obsessed with it. I want her to be on the podcast. I go, because I've meditated before. And I was very relaxed. I go, but when I got hypnotized, I couldn't move out of my chair. I was so like mm-hmm. deep in like that, like the realm. I mean, like I am like deep in this, like, I don't even know, like my body, like I could barely like lift my arms. So go ahead. And then I told her and then.
Well, it's not that I'm skeptical about you being able to be in that place. It's more that I'm skeptical that I could get to that place because I have a hard enough time meditating, like shutting my brain off. So like her explaining it, like the way you explained it makes all the sense in the world. And I believe that can absolutely happen. I just have a hard time seeing myself being able to get to that relaxed.
If you
state.
Could be hypnotized, what would be the thing that you would want to work on?
I've been thinking about that the whole time she was
talking.
I have
two that you maybe. One
thing? I got to pick one.
No, I have two that came up for me.
Okay.
I was like, if we were to do this. Comparison.
Me.
You.
Yes.
Okay. You have a hard time with comparison. That's a
Which
big thing.
Which is interesting because that's a newer thing for me, but yes.
Why has that come up?
I don't know. I've never really been that way before. I don't know.
We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Let's put a pin in that.
Or
we can unpin it. Let's just see what she says. And then the other one is you said that you like eat when you're stressed.
Yes. I was thinking way deeper.
Like what? I'm going to get out of your appointment and what would you, I'm just curious. Like, cause
well, I don't know, like if, again, like you went in there wanting one thing and you couldn't really do that with hypnosis.
Yeah, I was like, make me stop thinking about him.
Yeah. So well, maybe mine's. Yeah.
She's like, I'm not a genie. I can't make someone fall in love with you and fall out totally. Of love.
So yeah, it's not eternal sunshine of the spotless mind, right? We can't erase people from our brain, Fair. But what we can do is absolutely reframe our association to a person and the hold that they have over us. And if we build up our own self-esteem and our own self-love, then a lot of the wounding that we've experienced from others diminishes. So there is a way to help you release someone and move on much more quickly and effectively. We just can't actually erase yeah. their memory from your mind. And we wouldn't want to do that anyway, right? But there's a couple of ways that people come to hypnosis, and maybe this will help you determine what you'd want to work on first. And then I'll address the whole, like, could it work for you or could it not? So typically when people come to a hypnotherapist, even today, it's as a last resort. They've tried everything else, nothing else has worked, and this is the final thing that they're willing to give a shot, which is why we're so passionate about making hypnosis mainstream with my company and with our app, because we want people to end that needless suffering, the gap from when they identify an issue to when they actually experience hypnosis to solve it. We want to close that gap and let it be the first thing people turn to instead of the last. And so a lot of people will come in saying, I want to overcome my fear of flying. I want to stop binge eating. I want to stop screaming at my kids like my mom screamed at me when I was a kid. I want to overcome insomnia. They're very topic specific. The clients I have now are typically Fortune 500 CEOs or celebrities. And the way that we do that is I take on about 10 to 15 clients a year. It's a very significant investment of time and money. They work with me for the whole year. And then we take that money and we invest it back into our app to reach more people so people can get hypnosis for free, or if they want the premium version for $19 a month. And so we're a completely bootstrapped company. We don't have any outside investors. And we just found out we got the Inc. 5000 fastest growing list for the second time last
week. Yeah, awesome. Congrats, man.
Thank you. Growing super fast and doing this in a bootstrapped way has been very, very difficult. So anyway, these really fancy folks that I work with now for an entire year, they're not coming to me because they want to stop biting their nails. They're coming to me because they want to overturn every single rock in their subconscious mind, peer underneath it and see if there's cobwebs or muck or gunk or gold. And if it's gold, they want to harvest it, or they want to strengthen it. They want to double down on it. And if it's something that's not serving them, they want to reframe it, rewrite it, or get rid of it. And so we work on things like overcoming subconscious self-sabotage, all fears and phobias, relationship to finances and money, because even people with a lot of money might not necessarily be the best stewards of it, or they're constantly afraid of losing it all, right? Physical, right? Any pains, any sort of gut issues, any sort of physical ailments that you might be going through. And then most importantly, probably most importantly, relationships. So whether it's with exes or someone you're co-parenting with, or someone you're just starting to date, or all your employees, or a girlfriend from your past who you just got in a fight, relationships cause so much turmoil and they don't have to. And so once we go through all of those core competency areas and clean everything up, then we get to creation. Because when you're creating from a place where you're not subconsciously self-sabotaging yourself, when you're creating from a place where you're not afraid, the life you design for yourself is completely different. It's like five levels up in the video game. You can't even fathom how much better it is. And that's what they want. They want to be living their life at the next level of their existence. So, you know, a lot of people, because of these movies, think, I'll try hypnosis once, see if it works. I do not recommend that. Mm-hmm. I recommend getting at least 6 sessions and then deciding if you want to continue or not. You have to be able to do enough to create that new neural pathway in your brain. It is a process of conditioning. And then if you have the financial means, keep going. Because the difference between 6 sessions versus 12 sessions is night and day. And the difference between 12 sessions and a year is night and day. But this isn't a 10-year investment. This is like, by the end of the year, you're going to be a completely different human being. So out of everything you've heard, how do you decide to work on what to work on first? Rate it from top to bottom. What is causing you the most amount of acute pain and suffering in your life on a daily basis? So 0 is it's not bothering you at all. 10 is it's causing you acute pain and frustration every single day. Give it a number. Look at all the things on your list. Rate it from top down and start with the things that are causing the most pain, because you have the greatest buy-in to overcome those things. And so you'll overcome them the fastest. Just like me, smoking came first, public speaking came second. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. Cool. Do I answer your question mm-hmm. now? For me, yeah, it would definitely be like putting down my wall and being vulnerable and affectionate. I'm not the most affectionate person. It's hard for me to be vulnerable and just like letting that go completely. I would do anything for that to just entirely be out of my life.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So I'll be calling you, Grace.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to gift you a session. Thank you for having me on, for sure. And, you know, I guess a follow-up question. Do you mind my digging into that a tiny bit?
Sure, go for it.
Oh, I'm so excited. Let me just sit back and watch.
So was that modeled for you by either of your parents? It may or may not have been, but it helps me know where to go next.
1,000%, yes.
By one or both?
Both.
Okay. And is this a cultural thing primarily, do you think? Or do you think it's unique to their family lineage?
Probably a mix. I mean, definitely family stuff, but I mean, you know, we're in the South. I think it's a little bit of culture too.
Okay. Interesting. And if you were to all of a sudden become completely vulnerable, that wall came down, what are some of the phrases you're afraid you might hear from your parents? Is it like, oh God, that's so emotional, or they need to get it together, or what are the phrases?
I can't even imagine talking to them about that. So that's even hard to think about. Gosh, that's a good question.
honestly, probably just nothing. You know what probably. I mean? Like no response whatsoever.
No response whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so there's never an experience of them like putting down others who were vulnerable. It's more just like, we just don't talk about things like this.
More, we just don't talk about it. I mean, I can remember being like young and little and kind of like, you know, being shut down, but not necessarily don't remember like about other people necessarily.
Okay, good. And what do you think would be the most positive upside of this transformation?
That she hugs me. I'm kidding.
I hug you.
Barely. I love you. Sorry.
The most positive. Gosh, I just think that my life would be so much better. Because I think that's like I truly feel like that's like the one thing that like I'm missing. Like I'm happy, but like that's like the one thing that I know would allow me to really experience and be joyful and be, you know, all of the above.
Like with relationships.
Yeah, relationships. I mean, I'm good with my kids. You know, there's something different about that. But I just think like, you know, like a relationship with a man and my friends and all of the above.
Okay, beautiful. And then this next question is a little tricky. What do you think would be the biggest downside? And you've got to find one because, well, normally if you were like, I really can't think of one, we would just ask your subconscious. But since we're live here today, really, if you can dig deep. But the only reason you're not already experiencing that is because your subconscious thinks if you were to experience that, it would be harmful. So what's the biggest fear or the potential biggest downside of actually accomplishing that?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think, well, and this might not be subconscious enough, but I feel like it's the biggest fear with it is just addressing all of it, I guess, you know, just kind of figuring out where, like how I got to be this way, like actually addressing it.
Yes. Okay. So a bit of a fear of like opening Pandora's box a little bit.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
So what I would do, I'll tell you just intuitively what's coming to me of how I would start our first session. And then as it unfolds, you know, we take different turns based on the information you're giving me. But first things first is we need to go back and give little you at about the age of 5 years old, so many hugs. She doesn't even know what to do with them. So much love. Just pour into her with over the top, but absolutely true statements about how magnificent she is, that your feelings matter. What you want matters. You matter. I love you. You are powerful. You are creative. You are the creator of your life. And just going over and over and over again, so much emotion and so much love, modeling to little you in your subconscious mind that it's safe to be that open and expressive of love. Then the next thing we would do is we would imagine a box that represents the reasons why you became the way you are. But we would imagine when it opened up that a bunch of beautiful butterflies came out. And then we would stop and analyze each butterfly because the subconscious is afraid there's a bunch of scary demons in there. But if these beautiful monarch butterflies or these iridescent blue, beautiful butterflies come out, and then we just invite one to land on your finger and we take a look at it. Oh, what was that experience? Oh, that was this time my mom said this thing. Okay, is that something you'd like to rewire or rewrite? Perfect, let's go do that together. And so we take away the charge and the scariness and the fear. And then as a final step, we would have you visualize. We call this setting a mental framework or a neural precedent, imagining your life with you being vulnerable and it going great, that all of your relationships improve, that you feel more confident, that there's so much more love coming into your life. You're actually more confident than ever as a result. And then basically it's like when you're creating a new neural pathway in the brain, think of it like your brain's a jungle. And in your first session, you're taking a machete and you're hacking through the jungle to create this new pathway. So this is tiny little fledgling, like dirt path. And if you were to not come back and do anything ever again, eventually, probably not always, but sometimes the jungle just grows back in, right? But if you were to come back in for a second session the week later and you hack off another part of the road, now it's twice as wide. It would take twice as long for the jungle to come back in. And if you come back the next week and pave it, and the next week and expand it. And before you know it, within an average of six sessions, that's your new normal. You are living a life where you are vulnerable and open and the wall has come down. I probably wouldn't have you visualize actually detonating the wall, like actually putting explosives on it and bringing it down until like session three, because by then you would have had gathered intel about how good this feels and how it's going great. And so you'd feel really good about bringing down the wall. If we did that too early on, there could be a lot of subconscious resistance and fear. So that's why it's beneficial to keep coming back. So that's kind of how it works. We usually chat for 10 to 15 minutes, do what we just did. And then the rest of the session is in the theta state.
That's amazing. I'm not skeptical anymore.
Good. No, I love it. Now you're just a hypocrite.
No, I'm like, I want that life. Can I do it I know. Tomorrow?
And doesn't it sound so nice to be like, mm-hmm. To have the life that like you just have yeah. to do the work, right?
Yeah.
Grace, where can our listeners find you?
Yes, getgrace.com. So you can find absolutely everything you need at getgrace.com. The best and first place to start is with our app. So if you go to getgrace.com, it's the very first thing that you'll see on the website. Just scroll down, download it. There's a free version with a handful of recordings to get you started. And then if you want to upgrade to premium, it's $19 a month. We've got hundreds and hundreds of recordings on every topic you can imagine. And even my clients who work with me every single week for a year, they all still listen to it before they go to bed. They're running multi-billion dollar companies and they're sleeping like babies. Like they can't believe it. So definitely check out the app first.
Does it work for a four-year-old? I need my son to stop climbing out of his bed.
It does. And kids love it because there's three ways to listen. There's a search bar. And then there's a section that feels kind of like a choose your own adventure. And kids love that one because they get my five-year-old loves it. My two-year-old likes to press the buttons, but yeah. Her attention span's not there yet. But they love it because they can pick what background sound they want, how long it's going to be, what they're going to listen to. So that's really fun for the kids. And then the third option is to just go by category.
Okay.
But there's tons for like pregnant mamas, preparing for birth, peak performance for athletes, tons of things for work, relationships. Yeah. And then if your finances allow and you can do private hypnotherapy sessions with my team, we've got about 25 hypnotherapists working underneath me now, and they provide Zoom sessions globally. The Zoom sessions are super powerful. You just plug in your headphones, close your eyes, and we take you into theta expertly. They all studied with me at my certification school. So if you're interested in becoming a hypnotherapist, you can also find that at getgrace.com. And if anybody listening wants to work with me directly, you can also go to getgrace.com and just click on the VIP page. Again, I only take on a handful of clients a year. It's a huge investment of time and money. But if you're interested, I'm here.
Well, Grace, you're awesome. I'm going to be emailing you. I'm going to be on a plane in the next few days, so I'll be emailing you and we'll touch base again and work out a few more kinks. You're the best, Grace. Thank you.
Thanks, Grace.
You want me to take everyone through that exercise real quick?
We're going to be out of time on this episode. But I think, you know, we'll just drive them to the app and then I'll be good.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Thanks, Grace.
Bye.
So you going to get hypnotized?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's like, it's worth it to try.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to see if I can just get to that like place too, you know? I mean, it doesn't hurt anything.
That way you can check the boxes. It's like, I've tried that. Yeah. I've tried this. Yeah. I've tried that. Mark, you still with us or are you hypnotized over there? Are you dancing like a chicken? Are you clucking like a chicken? Cluck, cluck, cluck.
I'm humping my chair as we speak.
Yes. He would be the one that would do it.
No, Easton would be the one to do it. Yeah.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's great. Do you like it? Would you buy into that, Mark, or no?
I don't. I'm by nature very skeptical and less of a hypocrite, more of a skeptic. And I don't buy it. I don't know. I just don't buy it. I mean, she was very convincing and she was very good, and it is probably worth a shot. But I don't think I could be one of those people that stares at the swinging stopwatch or pocket watch, whatever you call it, and drifts off into hypnotism.
It's not that.
I don't think I could do it. I know. I'm just.
Yeah.
The traditional thing. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't think I could do it. But who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Because I'm.
Please.
You know, I'm still a little skeptical myself, but we'll see.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
See ya.
dance like a chicken or hump your chair. One of the two. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.